We are beginning our shiurim. We're continuing our shiurim. Anyani Parah Aduma. We spoke about a couple of things last week, and I want to sort of like set that up so that we're able to appreciate what it is Be'ezras Hashem that we're going to be doing tonight. We spoke the first week in the shiurim a little bit about the unique opportunity of learning Seder Taros, how Taros coincides a little bit with the world of Das. Is that bothering people or no? Be like, maybe it's me. That a Taros coincides in a certain sense with the world of Das and Kodesh, and purity takes place in the world of Taros. Last week we introduced a very, very important question, tried to develop a couple of different mahalchem. And that relates to the status of Parah Aduma in general. We spoke about how on the one hand, Parah Aduma has nothing to do with the world of Kachim. It's a pure Taros kind of an idea. We're not going to import that many halachas from the world of Kachim to Parah Aduma. It's all about Taros. It's all about finding ways of purifying ourselves. However, we saw that there are certain indications in Chazal, certain indications in Rishonim, the Ramban al-Torah in a couple places, that Parah Aduma itself is really, does have an element of Kachim. That it is, in a certain sense, it does get a certain status, almost like a carbon. And we referenced last week how that may have certain implications. What I want to do tonight is primarily focus on one issue. If we have time, we'll speak about a second one, in terms of the status of Parah Aduma. How much is the Parah Aduma? We're going to take it. We're going to take it outside. We're going to eventually burn it, get ashes, sprinkle it. How much it really does have the status of a carbon? Like we said last week, presumably it shouldn't be that much like a carbon because you don't offer it in the Beis HaMikdash. Nevertheless, there are some indications. Chumash calls it a chatas. There are some indications. Chazal pick up on that and emphasize it. And there is what to speak about as far as its general status. How much is it like a carbon as opposed to not being that much like a carbon? I want to focus on one particular issue, and it is a pasuk in Dvar in Bamidbar Yutes Beis. Parshas Chukas. Zos Chukas HaTorah Shativa Hashem Lemur Dabar El B'nei Yisrael. Tell B'nei Yisrael, V'yikhu Elecha Parah Aduma. You're supposed to take, if you want, someone's Tamei Meis, and you want to get them to be pure, you should take a Parah Aduma, a red heifer, Timima, complete, Asher Ein Ba Mum. It does not have a mum. It does not have any kind of blemish. The fact that Chumash points out that there is a Parah Aduma cannot have a mum is something which is very, very intriguing. The Moshe of Zakenim, Perish al Torah, Bali at Tosfos, asks the question. I don't get it. If Parah Aduma is really like a carbon, so then why do I need a pasuk telling me it can't have a mum? We know from Chumash, we know that carbonos, you can't offer a carbon that's a baal mum. You can't be a carbon. It may even be usher to be makdish, a baal mum. So if you can't really, if mum, when you learn Mesachas Bechoros, that was last year, Kaitzman, a lot of discussion about the particulars of what's a mum and what's not a mum. If there says the Moshe of Zakenim, I don't really get it. The Sifri asks a very similar question. Why do we need a pasuk telling us this Parah Aduma can't have a mum? If it's really like a carbon, just like carbonos can't have blemishes, so too Parah Aduma should not be able to have blemishes. That is the starting point and the question. We are going tonight to primarily develop three different mahalchim to answer this question, essentially dealing with the question, what is the nature of the psul baal mum? Why can't the Parah Aduma have certain physical blemishes? What is really going on? The first mahalach that we're going to work off of is a mahalach that I think the Rambam emphasizes both in Perush Mishnayos to Meseches Parah, Perek Beis Mishnah Gimel, source number 8, as well as in Hilchos Parah Aduma, Perek Aleph, Halacha Zayin. It's based on the Mishnah in the second paragraph of Meseches Parah. The first mahalach essentially is to argue as follows. No. Parah Aduma really is like a carbon. Parah Aduma is like a carbon. Says the Mishnah in Meseches Parah, quoting the Shita of the Chachamim, I believe, we are taught as follows. Kol ha-mumim ha-poslim b'mukdashim, poslim b'parah, that whatever is considered to be a mum, in order to prevent it from being a kosher carbon, is also considered to be a mum as far as Parah Aduma. Why is that so? So the Rambam writes as follows, Chachamim Sovrim, source number 8, Shepar Parah Kachem is Beyachu, It's analogous, has the same kedusha like karbanos. Ulefichach posel ba kolmon haposel bikachim. It really is considered to be. It's really considered to be like a karban, and that's why the mum is considered to be pasul. Rambam in Parak in Hilchos Paraduma there called mum and haposel bikachim posel bikipara. He points out there also part has to do with hoel vikara hakasav chatas. It is compared to a karban, and that's why ba mum is really considered to be pasul. If that's so. So what about the Moshe of Zakenim's question? So why did Chumash have to teach me that Balmum is Pasel? I already know it's like a carbon. We call it Chatas. Why do I need a special Mucker teaching me that you can't have a Para Aduma that is a Mum? So there are a couple of different ways of going. The Aruch HaShulchan suggests that, you know what? I need this source to teach me that Para Aduma is really like Kachem. And this is part of the source that Para Aduma is like a carbon, because I didn't know it was. Even though the Torah says the Aruch HaShulchan, that Para Aduma is like a Chatas, I don't know exactly what that means. Maybe, says the Aruch HaShulchan, I would think it means not as far as its Kedusha, but the manner in which I treat it, the Avoda I do with it. That when I do certain things with the Para Aduma, which we'll speak about later this year, it should be similar to what I do to a Chatas. Maybe, I don't know for sure, has the same status. So Asher Ein Bamum teaches me that no, this is like a carbon. And because it's like a carbon, Balmum is considered to be, it can't be a kosher Para Aduma, Balmum is a problem. The first Mahalach essentially argues Para Aduma is like has the kedusha of a carbon. The fact that the Torah tells us has to go out of its way to teach us that Asher ain ba mum, you can't take it if it has a mum. That may be the source. That's how I know it's considered to be like a carbon. The Moshe of Zakenim mentioned the second answer. Again, the general Mahalach Para Aduma is mamish like a carbon. The second answer, he says, well, we know Chazal tell us, maybe in a chinami. Maybe it is like a carbon in a certain sense. Maybe in a certain sense, it's like I have to treat it, again, like a carbon, which means that it should be a balmum. But sometimes, the Gemara tells us, mil sadasi b'kal v'chomer, tarach v'kasav lakra. Sometimes Chumash tells us things, even though we could have learned that anyway. So in a chinami, really, we would have known anyway. Again, all in the same first camp. Para Aduma is like a carbon. So why does Chumash have to tell us a mum is pasul? Number one, maybe that's how we learn that it's like a carbon. Number two, maybe even though we would have known it otherwise, Chumash sometimes tells us things explicitly that we could have learned out from an inference. That's another mahalach. The reason that thing says it pretty explicitly is this general mahalach of the Rosh al HaTorah. I got really excited because I don't often look in the Rosh al HaTorah, and I found this today, only to 10 minutes later find the Sefer put out. Sefer called Chidushi HaRishonim HaMaseches Para, collects the Rishonim HaPara, and he has in the back a kuntres called the Vushe Aryeh. So he had everything I found, and he had the Rosh al HaTorah also, so I guess, I don't know, in the world of Para Aduma, I guess it's the famous Rosh al HaTorah. That's, you gotta know it. The Rush writes in his Parish, all seven people. The Rush writes in his Parish HaTorah the following, that Para Aduma Tmima, he says, Asher Ein Bamum, Kol Mum, Kimo Karban, Dehachatas, Karya Rachmana. What the Rush very subtly does is the Rush tells us, even though we're taught in Chumash, it has to have you can't have a Mum, and you go everybody teaches it, it's really because it's like a regular Karban. That's the first general mahalach, which again means I'm going to be able to extract certain halachas, makes sense, from mum and karban to mum here. There is a second mahalach, and the second mahalach would really challenge the primary assumption of the question. The second mahalach would essentially argue, no. Para Aduma is not really like a karban. Karbanos are limited to the Beis HaMikdash. Karbanos are limited to things that we are makrif on a mizbeach. This, however, is not really at all considered to be a carbon. So, that's why the Torah has to go out of its way to say, Asher ein ba mum, that it does not have, that mum is pasul, Because I couldn't have inferred it from Kachim. Because what's the connection between Kachim and this? This is not Kachim. I need a special source teaching me Asher Ein Ba Mum. The Rishon, that, or the Acharon, that I think more or less offers this suggestion is the Keren Ora. The Keren Ora in Maseches Sota and Daf Menvav. It's an important Gemara there about Egla Arufa and Para Aduma. And the Keren Ora writes as follows, underlined on the sheet. Nira, mide itzrich lemichtav asher ein bamum. Why does Chumash have to say asher ein bamum? This is the Fries question, the Moshe Tzakenim's question. Why is it teaching us that? Shema mina, it must be the logam rinan lechol mili mihad dechatas kari rachmana. It must be that even though Chumash calls Para Aduma achatas, it does not mean that Para Aduma attains the status of a real carbon. It does not mean that you have to treat it like real kachim. So what does it mean when we call it chatas? He says, Ela v'loyafin ela dvar erva avodizara. All we really learn from calling it a chatas is we learn certain specific halachos. We learn certain specific halachas. Like, para aduma is going to be aser. Like a chatas is aser if you do certain things to it. So if there's a certain arayos that's done, a certain air that's done to the para aduma, it will become pasul the same way that a chatas would become pasul. But it doesn't mean that it really becomes like a carbon. Which means that, again, we tried to develop last week two mahalchim. Para aduma, is it like a carbon or is it a pure taros kind of an idea? Don't import halachas from kachim to there. It's all about just purifying people. So last week we developed two mahalchim, one of the contexts where it comes up, the psul of a baal mum. To say it differently, is the psul of baal mum in para aduma an extension or the same as the psul of baal mum that you find in regular kachim? Or alternatively, are they really considered to be very different? Are they considered to be different? I'll give you just another context where this kind of thing comes up. It's the first halacha, Machlokes Rambam and the Ravid, the first halacha in Hilchos Para Aduma. We'll take a brief aside from the world of Baal Mum to spell this out for a second, importing halachas or not, before we develop, again, a bit of a different mahalach. The Rambam writes, again, another context where we see this question, is it like Kachim or not? So one issue was the Baal Mum halacha, but there's a second area in which we see it. The Rambam writes that a Para Aduma has to be, ideally, the first mishnah of Para, has to be either paraduma shetiya bas shalosh shanim or bas arba. It should be an animal which is 3 or 4 years old. Prior to that, before becoming a para, what are you? Calf. What's that called in Hebrew? An eagle. Eagle becomes a para. I'm not good at these animal things, but apparently that's what happens. So, says the Rambam as follows. The Rambam and the Ravid agree lehalacha. They have a machlokes, though, about source. The Rambam writes, it's based also on a Maimar Chazal, but it's free. V'ein lokchin egla, you can't take an egel. You can't take the para aduma. You have to wait until it becomes a para. And then I have to take it. Chazal, the Rabbanim, that you can't take it, keep it by its original owner. Only when it becomes older, when it becomes a para, am I allowed to take it. The question is why? The Rambam quotes an internal para aduma halacha. Ein lokan agav magatan osa shenemar v'yikhu elecha para, that when you take it, it has to be a para. That's the Rambam. Para aduma, when I come to take it, has to be a para. I can't take it too early. That's the Rambam. Fine. The Ravid says, no. Lo min hashem huzeh. The reason why you can't take a para aduma until it gets older and becomes a para is not because of this unique halacha of a para aduma halacha, ella it's from a kachim halacha. In general, when it comes to kachim, there's something called mechusar zman. You're not allowed to be makdish an animal until it is old enough for you to offer it on the mizbeach. You can't be makdish an animal when it is too young. Says the Ravid, Lo min hashem uzeh. Don't quote for me a unique para aduma halacha. Elas she'ein makdish in mechusar zman lemizbeach. V'zo kriya chatas. U'kashem she'ein makdish in balas mum. Kach in makdish in osa mechusar zman. The Ravid says, no, we are consistent. Para Aduma is like a carbon. I know it's like a carbon because Baal Mum is puzzle, just like a carbon. And says the Ravid, that's also why you can't buy it when it's too young. Because just like carbonos, you can't be matish until when it's a mechusar's man, when it's not yet old enough, so too para aduma. What seems to emerge here is the following. We seem to have two cases. One, mechusar's man, how old does the para have to be for me to be matish, for me to take it? Number two, baal mum. In both cases, everyone agrees baal mum is possible for para aduma, and everyone agrees you can't take a para aduma until it becomes a para. The question is why. A group of Rishonim, the Ravid is pretty explicit, understands those are all kachim halachas. A kachim halacha, I can't take an animal until it becomes, it hits the right age. A kachim halacha, baal mum is pasal. Others find unique kinds of halachos, unique halachas in taros. A special sifri, vikui lecha para. It's not a mechusar's man halacha, it's not like kachim. It's more of a regular idea in taros. Why is baal mum pasal? A special pasuk that teaches me baal mum is pasal. I can't extract it from chatas. I get general clarity right now. 1, 2, and whatever I'm doing, that's really fine. I get this. Okay. Thanks. Okay. One more time on this. Are we more or less clear what's happening? Okay, fine. Well, some room. Okay. I want to develop another mahalach right now, and the mahalach I'll frame by asking a question. Lichora, if you're paying attention to what we have said, the Rambam is inconsistent. The Rambam is inconsistent. When it comes to how old the para has to be, the Rambam is not comfortable relying on a kachim halacha. He finds a unique halacha of yichui lecha para. He does not import a halacha from kachim. Sounds like it's not a karban. But when it came to baal mum, the Rambam dafka appears to have emphasized that it is like a karban. So what is it? It's like a karban, or it is not like a karban? Where does the Rambam himself really fall out? What is it really? That's a question. What this opens up for us is a middle mahalach. It's a middle mahalach which is based on something which Reb Chaim said. If you look on the sheet, it's in the Sefer. I honestly don't know who it is, but it's fairly recent and it's on Bar Ilan. It's on Kortzer Rez also. Then Masas HaMelech, in source number 15, who offers the following shot as a whole. It's an important idea. And we'll hop a nafkamina. He says, you know, maybe para aduma is complex. Maybe para aduma has two elements to para aduma. Para aduma, on the one hand, is like a carbon. On the other hand, it has its own unique halachos relevant to taharos. Okay, when does each one apply? So suggest Reb Chaim the following chiddush. Para aduma is like a chatas, but it is not always like a chatas. It is not always like a carbon. We referenced this last week. That when does it first become like a carbon? Only at shechita. We'll see it also ends its status. At shechita, that's when it becomes like a carbon. Before shechita, it's not like a carbon. So now we can understand the Rambam very, very nicely as a hakdama, and then we'll add in one additional thing. It's like a carbon. Because it's like a carbon, baal mum is pasal. But what's the Rambam telling me in the beginning of Hilchos Para Aduma? He's telling me when I initially purchase it, it has to be a para. Why can't he import a kachim halacha the same way that the Ravid does? He can't import the kachim halacha because kachim only becomes relevant at shashchita. But what stage of the game are we at in the beginning of Hilchos Para Aduma? The original purchase. Any halacha relevant to the original purchase is not going to be a kachim halacha. That is going to be a para aduma halacha. that from Hilchos Parah Aduma perspective, that starts all the way at the beginning. Balmum, that's going to be an issue. That may be a kachim halacha. At minimum, it will also be a kachim halacha when it kicks in, when it kicks in there. What we've tried to argue essentially is the following. There are... It's not bad timing-wise. There are... There is ambiguity. Is Parah Aduma like Kachem? Is it not like Kachem? One group of Rishonim, the Ravid, one example, it is really like Kachem. Mechuster Zman, you can't be, take it too early. Balmum, we saw the Rosh Al HaTorah. It's Chatas Kari Rachmana. Kachem is Beach. We saw others that argue, maybe based on the Karen Ora, it's all pure Taros ideas. The Rambam Sifri, it seems to be more Taros. Don't import Kachem. We saw that some are somewhat selective about when they apply the Kachem Halachas. And the Rambam may be someone on some level who splits it. Once I get to Shechita, so now I can start talking about it really being a Kachem Halacha. Until then, I really can't. I really can't. One, you have a couple interesting questions here about the following. If Balmum, this is just a Masnah points out, it's a question. If Balmum is a Kachim halacha, so what do we say about the following case? Let's say you take the para, and the para has a mum, but the mum goes away. It's a mum over. The mum goes away prior to Shechita. Is there going to be a psul of Balmum? If there is a mum there, but it goes away prior to Shechita, will it be a Balmum? According to the Rambam, absolutely not. How come? Because Balmum, for the Rambam, that may be a psul because it is like a carbon, but it only becomes like a carbon at Shas, Shechita. So any mum that was there originally that did not yet kick in, that was not there, Bishas Shechita, is not going to be psul. Because Balmum is puzzle. Me, look at the top of the second of page 9 on the thing, but top of this page. I don't know if you have this page even. You may. Vashil fi zed nearly. The Machakar Rahmana ainza amr elevahakrivasa shikachatas. Ava adla hakrava luchaya bazat shame chatas. Ulefize imhaya mum over. Kolsha over kodem shkitasa shapir dummy. He happens to suggest, I'll say this point in parentheses, he himself suggests that there may really be two dinim in Balmum. Could be that really Balmum, both things apply. That there's a psul of Balmum, again, if you get the point, great, if not, it's fine. Take the whole Mahalach, he adds one additional kinesh, which is maybe as far as the initial, the kicha, that's a pure Taros idea. But maybe Balmum is puzzle for two reasons. Maybe Balmum is puzzle both because chatas, it's like regular kachim, and maybe the pasuk of in Balmum teaches me a unique kind of a taros halacha, in which he thinks that maybe what you could really say is that if you would have a mum over that goes away, so you would be a violation of the pasuk of asher im balmum, but it would not be a balmum as far as the real status of kachim balmum. If you got that, great. If not, that's fine. But that you have to be like a little bit some of the cheshbon. But as a whole, that's again a bit of an overview. We've tried to point out as follows. We're trying to go more or less in some sort of a chronological order. So the first thing we got to talk about is the animal itself, the Parah Aduma. And we've tried to make the argument that Parah Aduma, on the one hand, it's a unique kind of taros thing. I've got to find a parah, has its own unique halachos. I can't take from anywhere else. I've got to make sure it's pure so I can get the ashes and make people tahor. However, we saw that the Parah Aduma itself may have a certain kind of kedusha. And the kind of kedusha it may have may be analogous or may even be midin kachim. It may even be midin kachim. What we saw are really different mahalchem. We looked at through two halachas, primarily the Balmum halacha, but a bit of Mechuster Zman also, having to do with how much are those things. You can't take it too early. It has to, Balmum has, because it's regular Kachem halacha, how much is it? No, unique halachas found in regards to Parah Aduma. It's not like Kachem that much. Chatas Kari Rachmana is limited, says the Karen Ora there, Masechta Sota. We then tried to make a little bit of a middle approach, which is a middle approach where it is initially more of a Taharos idea, at once you get later on in the process, shechita, when I start treating it on some of them, maybe more like a carbon, so there it becomes the carbon halachas, and that's where some of the carbon halachas are going to kick in. If I can get like general, just like one, two, and three. Okay. I'll just note two things very, very briefly. With this, I will conclude. One thing, if you look at the Meshech Chachma, the way the Meshech Chachma, especially all the Torah, understands the Sifri, you may have a little bit of a nuance. If we're really like, if we were, let's say, flow charting this for a second, so we would have here our, it's like Kachim, here it's pure Taros. The middle idea is a combination, I'm splitting, it's really sort of both. It is unique Taros ideas, but at some point in the process, you also kick in some of the Shechita ideas. If you really wanted to deepen it in a different way, if it really is like carbon, so how much is it really like, is it really like carbon? The Ravid seems to take the comparison fairly seriously, so does the Rambam in certain places. The Meshech Chachma points out, based on his understanding of the Sifri, it's possible that the reason why we need a special pasuk, Av Asher Ein Bamum, is because even though it's like Kachim, it's still a bit of a lower level of Kedusha. And therefore we're not sure which halachas apply and don't apply. We have to be told Asher Ein Bamum, because the way the Meshech Chachma says it, source number something on the sheet, source number 11 on the sheet, Akorcha Tekila Tfei Kedushasa, that maybe even if it's like carbonos, that the reason why it's not so obvious I can import it is because maybe it still has a bit of a lower level of Kedusha, which is a bit of a different way of viewing it. But that's more or less that. We do not have, this, we spoke again tonight about the status of Parah Aduma. How much is it like Kachim as opposed to Taros? Does it have Kachim related halachas? We had a bit of, again, some nice lumdas, I think, as far as the middle goes. And what greater thing to do on a Thursday night than a little bit of lumdas in the world of Parah Aduma. We did see also, we'll probably, next week there will not be Shir because it is Rosh Hashanah, and timing-wise does not work as well. The following week, we have to pay attention, we have to figure it out, because Thursday night is Erev Yom Kippur. The yeshiva, since Erev Yom Kippur, goes to Yerushalayim for Slichos. I would love to do it earlier, because I'd love to have one more shiur about the, a little more about the Cheftza of Parah Aduma. But again, the goal over the year is to be able to cover the main topics, that when we finish, we are comfortable in this area. Shkaya, guys, have a wonderful night.